Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
And we are talking about a computer game about war.
Okay.
Right. It's called This War of Mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned what it might be like to play this game. You're running out of supplies.
Okay.
There's a war going on.
Okay.
Your shelter is falling apart. And people are waiting to get you. How do you survive?
Okay, and this game, The War of Mine, came from Polish brothers, okay, Gregor and Pavel.
Okay, so Gregor and Pavel wanted to make their game like the movie The Pianist, in which a Polish man tries to survive World War II. Now, to make the game, what did they have to do?
Okay, they did a lot of research, including reading survivors' diary and talking to them in person.
Right. Now, they didn't base the game on a certain war. Instead, they made the game universal, meaning it's popular with people around the world. Everyone can play it. Everyone can see what it's like. All right, well, we're going to learn more about this game right now.
Reading. This War of Mine, a different kind of video game. After its release, This War of Mine received overwhelmingly positive reviews from fans and critics. It has sold more than 2.4 million digital copies. In addition to the standard game, there is extra downloadable content, DLC. Some of the profits from this content are even going to a good cause. One downloadable pack called the War Child Charity DLC features street art by famous graffiti artists. All the money raised from this downloadable art goes to the War Child Charity. This group helps children affected by wars. So far, 11-Bit has helped 350 children from Syria through money raised from this pack. Pavel says 11-Bit will work more and more with charities in the future. In addition to the War Child Charity DLC, there are other similar packs, such as the Little Ones. In the Little Ones, you need to protect children in your group and even summon your inner child to win. Pavel says that since video games have evolved, they can tackle many subjects. What's more, they can even help people in need around the world.
Here in the first line of the article, it gives us more information about what happened after the game came out. It says, after its release, This War of Mine received overwhelmingly positive reviews from fans and critics. Now, we said after the game's release. Release is a noun here, and in the game, film, book, TV, and music industries, a release is a copy of a product that is made available to the public so that they can watch it, they can use it, play it, or listen to it freely. Here's a good example. I can't wait for the next Star Wars release.
I can't wait.
Probably next Christmas.
Okay. 所以呢，我们这边看到的这个名词 release, release 呢，它就表示发行或是发表的意思了。所以呢，在这个游戏发表、游戏发行了之后呢，它收到了很多 review。那在这边呢，我们也可以看到 release 作为动词来使用了。它呢可以呢一样是发行或是发表的意思，那你可以用另外一个字 publish， 就是出版哦，是一样的意思咯。
Okay, so it also said that the game got positive reviews from fans. Those are the people who play the game and like it, and critics. Now, a critic, this noun, is a person who has a job of reviewing a book, a movie, an album, or other things to say if it's good or bad. Now, here's a good example. Even though the critics loved Barry's first book, they hated the second one.
Okay.
So they thought his first book was good and his second one was bad.
OK, 所以呢我们在这边看到 review 这个字呢，动词它可以叫做复习的意思了，或者是呢你也可以怎么样的 review a product, 或者是呢 write a review, 就是呢评论你用完这个产品的心得了。那在这边一样呢，在这边呢我们说这个游戏发行了之后呢，它获得了很多很好的评论。From fans and critics. OK, 来自 fans 就是他的粉丝，那 critics 刚刚我们有讲了，就是指这些评论家的意思咯。
OK, so critics gave the game overwhelmingly positive reviews. Now, positive reviews are a good thing, but what does it mean by overwhelmingly? That's a long word.
OK, 我们看到这个很长的字了，它呢收到了很多的这个很好的 review, 很好的 feedback, 但是呢这个 overwhelm 是什么意思呢？ Overwhelm 这个字呢就是表示呢这个数量非常多很大，让你呢无法应付了，或是呢这个东西呢淹没或是覆盖了什么东西哦。比方说呢，我说 I was overwhelmed by my work, OK, 我工作太多了，我做不完，所以呢我呢要被这个淹没了。那在这边呢我们是当做副词了， overwhelmingly, OK, 它呢就可以翻译为压倒性的，势不可挡的，所以呢就是形容呢它收到了非常非常多排山倒海而来的这个很好的回复咯。
OK, so people liked this game so much that it says here in the article,It has sold more than 2.4 million digital copies.
Wow, that's a lot.
We're looking at the adjective digital here. We're talking about digital copies. Something that's digital stores information in the way of an electronic signal or in computer code. Here's an example. I got a digital book for my birthday. It's called an e-reader.
OK, 我们这边看到这个形容词 digital 呢就是指数位的，例如呢我们以前有在用这个 digital camera 数位相机，或者是呢比方说像我们课文里面说呢，他说是 digital copies, 就是指这个数位版本发行的电子游戏。那另外很类似的字呢就是 electronic,电子的，这个字呢现在也用的很多了，比方说我们 email 的 electronic mail 一样呢是电子的数位的。
Okay, so you can get more than just the game, though. I think this is the best part.
Oh.
here it says, in addition to the standard game, there is extra downloadable content. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here, and we're going to explain what it means, but let's start with the phrase, in addition to. We use this phrase to add more information to something we're talking about. Here's an example.In addition to Japan, I'm going to China and Korea on my trip.
Okay, that's a long trip. Okay, 所以呢我们这边看到了 in addition to 这个字呢，这个片语哦，它呢就表示此外怎么样，而且怎么样的意思了。那一样的片语呢你可以换成 what's more, 或是 moreover, 甚至是 besides, 例如呢 besides Japan, I'm also going to Korea and China, okay? 除了日本之外呢，我还要去日本跟这个韩国南韩 OK 大概就是这样子的意思咯。
OK, so we said in addition to the standard game. Here standard's an adjective and it describes the normal or usual form of something. So the standard game in this case is just the game with nothing extra. OK, so you get the game, you get all the pieces with the game or however it comes on the computer format and that's it.Okay, here it says, the standard work schedule in this country is 40 hours per week.
Okay.
It's only the normal or usual hours.
Okay, 所以呢 standard 这个字呢它可以当成名词哦，表示标准的意思。例如呢我说 your work is not up to the standard. Okay, 你的工作未达标准。那在课文这边呢它则是当作形容词来使用哦，指标准的。 OK, 例如我们刚刚说在这个国家里面，在台湾呢我们标准的工时呢一周是40小时，就是标准呢没有加班的。 OK, 那呢在这个电动里面呢我们现在都是这样子、哦、比方说我们说有这个 standard edition, 像我们刚刚讲的它是呢只有游戏本身没有其他东西，那呢它可能还有一个什么 deluxe edition, 它呢可能是有很多比方说更多的故事啊，或者是有一些 skin 啊，你可以换，这些都是现在电动都会这样子出。
OK, soIn addition to just the standard game, they're also making available downloadable content. So these are the extra things that you get, sort of like the deluxe edition.
Yes. Yeah. Downloadable content, OK, 现在我们很常写 DLC 哦，就是呢现在很多人喜欢也讨厌了，它呢就是 additional content, 就是呢除了你基本之外多加出来的东西。
Okay, so here's something great about the money that comes from buying this extra stuff, this DLC, downloadable content. Okay, it says some of the profits from this content are even going to a good cause. Now, when we say a good cause, we're talking about a belief, a goal, or an organization、mm-hmm. that helps people in some way. It's similar to saying a charity, which we'll learn about in a few minutes,Or it's a good reason to give your money to help other people.
Okay, 我们这边能看到 a good cause, to a good cause, 它呢就表示这个崇高的目标，崇高的目标表示是好的事情了。所以呢，你一样的事情呢，你可以把这个钱怎么样，比方说捐给基金会 charity, 慈善机构，大概是像这样子的意思。
Okay, so here's an example of this DLC, this downloadable content. It says one downloadable pack...called the War Child Charity DLC, features street art by famous graffiti artists. Let's take a look at that noun charity that we talked about just briefly a moment ago. A charity is an organization that gives charity, help, or support to people who need help because they are poor, they are sick, or they need help for some other reason. Here's an example.Every year, Stephen gives 2,500 NT dollars to charity.
OK, 我们看到了这个名词 charity, charity 指的呢就是慈善团体或者是慈善事业了。那我们这边呢课文说 give money to charity, OK, 把这个钱呢给慈善团体或是你可以用另外一个动词 donate, OK, 捐献的意思。那用法呢就是 donate something to someone, OK, 比方说 I donate money to the charity.
Okay, so let's find out more about this specific pack,、mm-hmm. this DLC. It says the content features art by famous graffiti artists,、mm-hmm. right? So what's graffiti?
Okay, graffiti 这个字呢看起来长得怪怪的、哦、它其实呢指的是我们这个涂鸦、哦、街头艺术。比方说像是呢很多现在街头艺术家们他们会在墙壁上用喷漆喷出来很多不一样的图案。这些呢就是叫做 graffiti.
Okay, so let's look at more about the example of where the money goes.、Mm-hmm. So you can download this pack. It's got street artists who draw graffiti everywhere. But the money goes to a specific charity. And here it says, all the money raised from this downloadable art goes to the War Child Charity. And we're going to find out next what this charity does.It says, this group helps children affected by wars. Okay, now that makes sense.
Yes.
It's a war game. So if you're affected by a war, this verb affect means that you do something to make another thing change in some way. Now, this can also be done to you. If something affects you, it has changed the way you feel or think about something or how you do something.Here's an example. The bad car accident affected the way Michelle feels about driving. Maybe she thinks driving is really scary now, but she didn't before.
OK, affect 这个字呢表示影响，中文翻译为影响，你可以用另外一个词 influence, OK, 一样呢是影响的意思。那呢影响呢举例来讲呢，比方说你受到什么事情的影响，像我们刚刚的例句哦， Michelle 呢因为呢他发生了一个车祸之后呢， Michelle 对于 driving, 就是呢开车这件事情的观念呢就受到了影响， OK, 所以影响我们动词可以用 affect。 那呢它的名词哦很常被搞混呢， effect, OK, 它是 E 开头的，注意到了，比方说我们讲 side effect, OK,就是呢副作用 OK 它是影响的名词跟动词不要搞混了
No, we should say that is one of the more confusing things in English
Yes
Affect is a verb, it has an A
Yes
Effect is a noun, it has an E E-F-F-E-C-T Everyone gets those mixed up Don't feel bad if you do Just find a way to remember Affect verb, effect nounOkay, so what has the game company 11bit been able to do with this money? So we know they're donating it to charity. Donate is D-O-N-A-T-E, donate. And let's find out how much they've saved. It says, so far, 11bit has helped 350 children from Syria through money raised from this PAC. Now, we all know that the Syrian war, it started in 2011. It's been very, very devastating for the world. And lots of refugees have left Syria. Lots of children have been affected by it. Okay, so here's what's going to happen next. We know that all these children have been helped, but they're going to continue on. Pavel says 11-bit will work more and more with charities in the future.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到这边的课文呢我们用了这个用法这个文法跟大家解释一下了。我们呢就可以用这个比较级 and 比较级这个句型了。比方说呢像我们刚刚课文里面的 more and more, okay, 越来越多。我们这个句型呢比较级的形容词或副词 and 比较级形容词副词前面两个字是一样的。这个句型呢就表示逐渐增加或减少哦常常呢我们是跟进行式来运用了。它表示呢越来越多或者是呢渐渐的怎么样怎么样。我们举个例子哦 ,okay, he's growing taller and taller, okay, 他正在呢越长越高越长越大了就是这样子的用法咯。
Okay, so we just talked about one pack that you can download, but there are many others that you can download to look at or to play. It says, in addition to the War Child Charity DLC, there are other similar packs such as the Little Ones.
Okay.
Okay, so the Little Ones, this is the name of another pack, and here it says, in the Little Ones,You need to protect children in your group and even summon your inner child to win.
Okay.
So you're not just keeping yourself safe in this pack. You have to keep other children safe too. Now, to do this, you might have to summon something.
Okay, and that's inner child.
Right, we'll learn about that in a second. But what do you do when you summon?
You summon, you like...Okay, summon 这个字呢我们很常在这个日本 In anime, it's always like you have to summon something.
Oh, so it's kind of like you build it.
Yes,
you call it in some way.
You call it, yes. Summon 这个字呢我们就叫做召唤了。其实你很常看日本漫画就是看这个日本的卡通的时候里面不管是你召唤一个皮卡丘或者召唤一个召唤兽或是什么你的忍术 Summon 这个字就是召唤的意思。
Okay, well, you have to summon your inner child.Okay, now you don't have a little child inside you. This is actually today's shortcut for you. So we're going to find out what it means right now.
Shortcut for you.
Well, we're here at Disneyland. What do you want to do first?
Well, I want to go on that ride.
Okay, let's get in line.
Oh, look! Lee Mouse!
I never knew you were so in touch with your inner child.
Inner child? I am an adult!
Your inner child are the feelings from your childhood that you still have now.
Gotcha! Inner child means 童心.
Bingo! You're really connected to your inner child.
Well, who wouldn't be at Disneyland? Oh, cotton candy!
What? You want that?
Come on, connect with your inner child.
Okay, two cotton candies.
So even though I'm an adult, I might have an idea of what it's like to be a child.
Yes.
It's called your inner child. Okay, so games are getting more and more interesting. Pavel says that since video games have evolved, they can tackle many subjects.
Okay, 所以呢在这段课文里面有讲说自从电玩呢已经进化了进步了所以呢他们借由电玩能够表达能够达成的事情也变多了。在这边我们看到两个动词了 ,evolve 这个字呢它就表示进化的意思了比方说呢 ,evolution, 可能人是从猴子变来的这样子呢叫做进化。那另外呢我们看到另外一个动词 ,tackle,tackle 这个字呢它就可以表示处理什么事情的意思了比方说呢 ,I tackle the difficult problem,OK,、okay, 我来处理这个非常困难 难的问题，我们课文这边呢也是用这个处理，它可以处理更多的 subject， 可以处理更多不同的主题的意思。那另外呢 tackle 这个字呢，它也可以当做情报或是阻拦哦，就是比方说你很常看 football 的话，常常用到这个字。比方说呢，我说 he was tackled before he had a chance to shoot， OK， 他还来不及到球门之前呢，来不及射门，他呢就已经被敌方的对手呢阻截了。
Okay, so video games these days aren't just about shooting guns and killing bad guys. They can be about many different and even important subjects. Plus, the article says, what's more, they can even help people in need around the world. Now, in need is a phrase, and a person who's in need doesn't have enough money for food, water, shelter,clothing, and the other things that are necessary to keep living. Here's an example. This year, let's think of some ways to help others in need.
That's very important.
Very good idea. Let's use 2018 to think about how we can help others who need our help. All right, well, that's all the time we have to talk about this war of mine. We're going to head to our For You chat next.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question today is, if you could form a charity, who or what would you help and why?
Okay, if I could form a charity, I would probably help someone who's young, just graduated, and cannot find a job.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would make a kind of an organization that helps young graduates find work.
Yes,
find work that maybe they like to do.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I would like to help...people who don't know how to read.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, now there's a lot of people in the world who don't get education like we do. And knowing how to read is a really important thing. And you'd be surprised at how many people don't know how to do it.
Really?
Yeah. Around the world, it's a surprisingly high number. And so if I was going to form a charity, that would be what I would do. I would help people learn to read.
Education is the way to save them from poverty.
Exactly. All right. Well, what about you guys? There's lots of things you could do to form a charity, lots of ways you could help. Talk about it with your friends and classmates. But we have to say goodbye. For English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
This War of Mine, a different kind of video game.After its release, This War of Mine received overwhelmingly positive reviews from fans and critics. It has sold more than 2.4 million digital copies. In addition to the standard game, there is extra downloadable content, DLC. Some of the profits from this content are even going to a good cause.One downloadable pack called the War Child Charity DLC features street art by famous graffiti artists. All the money raised from this downloadable art goes to the War Child Charity. This group helps children affected by wars. So far, 11bit has helped 350 children from Syria through money raised from this pack.Pavel says 11bit will work more and more with charities in the future. In addition to the War Child Charity DLC, there are other similar packs, such as the Little Ones. In the Little Ones, you need to protect children in your group and even summon your inner child to win. Pavel says that since video games have evolved,They can tackle many subjects. What's more, they can even help people in need around the world.
Vocabulary Review. Release. The film's release has been pushed back.Because a similar movie is coming out in the same week. Critic. Critics said the movie was good, but was too long and could have been half an hour shorter. Digital. Before we had digital cameras, all movies and photos were shot on film. Standard. We sell T-shirts in the standard sizes, small, medium, and large. Charity. Rich people often give large amounts of money to charities that help animals or poor people. Effect. My neighbor was playing loud music, which affected my studies, so I told him to turn it down.